The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late. There's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late. There's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us.
Welcome to the National Intel Report. This is William Repillum. It's Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. I have a couple guests with me tonight. Before we get started on that, please go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash that donate button. Donate much needed fundage so we can continue to exist. We are completely 100% listener supported here, and we desperately need your support. Thank you for supporting. And all right, without further ado, welcome to National Intel Report. And I have two guests with me. Tonight, we're going to be talking about some very controversial topics. We're going to start out with some news. We're going to be talking about voting and kind of, you know, with in mind about, like, what is it that creates a healthy society? And clearly, what we have here with this so-called democracy that we have, that's not brought it about. We've learned that democracy, because we live in a republic, and democracy is a tool that is used by the international Jew to basically destroy your country, basically destroy your culture, destroy your religion, destroy your race, destroy everything about you, and bring about whatever it is they want. And they always do it under the guise of human rights and democracy, which is just ridiculous. And they use people. They use people to as a means to their end. So, I'm not even going to tell you what topic we're going to get into is, but we'll slowly get into it. We're going to get into various topics. But first, let me introduce my first guest. The one and only Queen Bee of Red Pills, the heavy hitter woman, the most heavy hitter woman in the Red Pill, white nationalist or freedom movement, whatever you want to call it, in my opinion, it's Laura Corvino. Laura, welcome to the show.
Wow, how did you call me Queen Bee? Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Yes, I'm happy to be here. I always enjoy doing this show.
Well, you haven't been on the National Intel Report yet, have you? This is their first time.
Yes, it's the first time. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, welcome. I haven't been on very long either. I'm pretty much a newbie myself. This is a count on one hand how many times I've hosted it so far. But
it's really, I love the 2 hours because usually 1 hour is a very restrict amount of time to talk about the topics you guys propose.
Yeah. Well, and it's a great honor to be able to be on this show. This is the flagship time slot for this station. And, you know, it really means a lot to be able to talk to all of you out there and have you all listening. It's a really incredible thing. I also wanted to announce that I finally isolated, after some research, I finally have isolated the virus. And how I did that was I found the virus through Hunter Biden's laptop. And so we have with us another guest tonight. He goes by Hunter Biden's Laptop's Virus. Hunter Biden's Laptop's Virus, welcome to the show.
Well, I wasn't aware that I went by that, but I'll thank you for inviting me today and look forward to discussing what you might have had in mind.
Yeah.
I do have a question, though.
Paul from California, everybody, aka Hunter Biden's Laptop's Virus, which is an inside joke that's probably only funny to me.
So how can you isolate something that doesn't exist?
Exactly. Well, I'm just going to the next best thing. And if we can't find the virus, then we're just going to make it up. And so I've just gone ahead and reappropriated you as the virus, Paul.
Okay. All righty.
All right. Well, you're a good sport, Paul. I really appreciate you putting up with that terrible introduction that nobody really cared about anyway. So we'll move on to new topics. Now, the first thing we're going to get into tonight is obviously the Nord Stream pipeline, the Jewish terrorist attack on Russia and Germany up in the north, the Baltic Sea up there. Now, obviously, we don't have, you know, direct evidence. The Jewish power structure has not come out and taken responsibility for the terrorist act that took place. However, if you go back about 7 months, Biden gave a speech, and you know Biden's completely controlled by the international Jews. I have it here. I'm going to play it for you, Mike. It's the one that starts. Let's see here. Yeah, the Joe Biden speech 7 months ago. You can start that at 1 minute, and then we only need to play about 1 minute of it. Yeah, well, whenever you get that ready there.
And the like US as well. Are already finished, finalized, or is there still work ongoing? And you're not really saying what the details are. Is that just an excuse for Germany maybe to not support the SWIFT measures?
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
So there you go,
How will you?
There you go, right there. Let's stop right there. That's not enough, evidence. We got more, but already, when I hear Joe Biden speaking, I don't hear Joe Biden. I hear his Jewish cabinet. I hear Victoria Nuland. I hear the Rothschild banking cabal. I hear the UN Agenda 21 plan. I hear the World Economic Forum. I hear a guy who is just, I've never seen somebody with their foot on the gas pedal. It's just like a dead person foot on the gas pedal that, like, Weekend at Bernie's, and they're sticking Bernie's foot on the gas pedal and using a dead body corpse, which is what Joe Biden essentially is, to accelerate the plan, the New World Order. So, yes, it is was a Jewish extremist terrorist attack to start World War III, which they've been kvetching to do for who knows how long. They were so angry they couldn't do it back in when Trump was president. They were so angry they couldn't start a war with Russia then, but they're really making up for lost time now. Let me kick it over to you, Paul, first, and then we'll get a comment from Laura.
So, as per this Nord Stream demolition, I guess, act of sabotage, I suppose we can only speculate as to who did it, and I suppose we can only speculate as to why. But I would imagine, as with most things with these people, you know, they look to do a couple of things. Number one is plunder. Plunder is a good overall term. I've always liked it. Whenever there's a revenue stream that maybe they're not a part of, or even if they are, they're always seeking to enhance it, make more, or get a piece of it if it's not theirs. And, one of the ways they can do that is to destroy, create shortages, and ramp up the prices. And the other thing they generally like to do is to make people miserable, make people suffer. I think that's part of their psyche. It's been described that way and written about for a couple of thousand years now in terms of their nature. Their nature has not really changed. If you listen to and read descriptions by the Romans and the Greeks and others in the ancient world, the personality of these satanic Jews has not changed very much, because in the end, I think it's biological in nature. So we're dealing with a pest, a predator, a parasite, all the things they've been known as. And whatever it is they're going to do, it's not going to facilitate our health and happiness. And the sooner that we can fix that in our minds, as Western people, as Western societies, then the better. So, for the moment, that'll be my comment on the matter, and it had to be a military-style operation, given the depth of the pipe, as well as the thickness and the construction. There isn't any, accidental thing that's going to cause a disruption, and it had to be, extremely technical in order to accomplish what was done.
Yeah, there's an article, it's called the 14 Things You Need to Know About the Nord Stream Pipeline Attack, and I could read that first if you want, or Laura, if you have any comments you want to make right now, or would you rather?
Yes, I have a comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just taking notes here. They want definitely to provoke, they want absolutely to provoke a war, to include the entire world, because they don't have a choice. They must accelerate their plan, because they burn their cover. A lot of people now know what they are up to. It's not only us talking about that. So they don't have a choice. Look what is happening in even here in the United States, the Republican Party that is partially controlled by them. Then you can Then you can agree or disagree, but the Democratic Party is 100% control. I will call the Democratic Party the Jewish Party at this point. The Republican Party is not 100% controlled by them. It's a little bit better. That's my opinion, of course. And so, look, the Republican Party is moving to block a lot of their policy. And now the Republican Party are trying to take away power from the World Economic Forum. That is quite remarkable. And other... Also in Europe, the anti-Semitism, wow, is on the rise 100%. In France, they beat the Jewish in the street because people have enough. People are learning what is going on. Also, the resurgence of the rights in Europe are all that I think we're going to talk later about Italy, but are all reaction to the fact that people are getting aware. A lot of people are waking up. So is a run against time. They need to be faster. They are running for their life. It's really true. They need to get faster. In fact, they are accelerating their plan. They are desperate to do that. COVID-19 didn't work out because it didn't work out their plan. And so now the last things that they can do is a war. So they are desperate.
Right. Yeah, they're pulling out everything, aren't they? War, climate change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to read just, you know, so we can kind of keep it on a formal note. I want to read these 14 points real quick, as quick as I can, go through them. This is an article from Investment Watch blog. I think I got it from Richard Gary earlier. Okay, so something really strange has happened on Monday. Large underwater explosions were detected in the precise areas of the sea where the Nord Stream pipeline system is now leaking. In fact, the explosions were so large that they actually registered on the Richter scale. If someone wanted to purposely damage the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines, very large explosions would be needed because those pipelines are extremely thick. So it appears that this was a deliberate act of sabotage, and that is what many European officials are now alleging. But if that is the case, who was behind it? At this point, we just don't know. But there are certain facts that we do have. The following 14 things we know about the mysterious explosions that severely damaged the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines. Number one, we are being told that the sections where the pipelines were damaged are 70 to 90 meters below sea level. So someone would need to go down pretty deep to get to them. Number two, it is extremely likely that these pipelines could have been ruptured by accident. These pipelines could have been ruptured by accident because they are extremely thick. The steel pipe itself has a wall of 4.1 centimeters, 1.6 inches, and is coated with a steel-reinforced concrete up to 11 centimeters thick. Each section of the pipe weighs 11 tons, which goes to 24 to 25 tons after the concrete is applied. Number three, it is being reported that the explosions were heard in the areas where the gas is now leaking out of the pipelines. Explosions were heard near the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipes, where gas is now leaking into the Baltic from three holes. Scientists have confirmed, with chronic safety concerns, have led to a five-mile exclusion zone being imposed around the affected area. Number four, the Swedish National Seismic Network detected one explosion that registered 1.9 on the Richter scale and another one that registered 2.3 on the Richter scale. Two powerful explosions were detected on Monday in the same area. I'm going to skip over the commentary, just go straight to the points for brevity here. Number five, the largest leak is reportedly spreading bubbles a good kilometer in diameter. Number six, German officials are claiming that this was a deliberate act of sabotage, as is the leader of Poland is doing the same thing. Interestingly, this incident took place just one day after thousands of German protesters took to the streets and demanded the opening of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Thank God, folks, by the break.
We will continue with this when we come back. Stick around.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Okay, we're back. So we were discussing the 14 points you need to know about the Nord Stream pipeline, and I was just on number 7. Yeah, Paul, did you have something?
Maybe you might just consider, because the reading can be a little too laborious for people that aren't looking at the article. Maybe you might just consider a summary of maybe each one if you want to go through the ones that are remaining. But
yeah, that's what I started to do because I was reading the points that went along with them. So I'm just reading the one sentence. Paul, your point's well taken. Give me 1 minute to get through. So number 7 was, interestingly, this incident took place just one day after thousands of German protesters took to the streets demanding the opening of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. You know, the really sad thing is that the people that suffer from this, just like you said, Paul, are the people. And the German people are going to suffer. The Russians, the whole point is to cut off the Russians' ability to, engage in commerce with their commercial allies. You know, you can call Germany an ally of Russia in terms of commercial? Well, the Jews don't want that. They want war between them, and they're going to start it no matter what. Victoria Nuland made that very clear right before, when she was having a press conference with that Jewish journalist, I forgot his name, just reading about him the other night, saying, you know, screw, she said, F the EU, and, you know, we're doing what we're doing. You know, it's just, and they do it in America's name. They do it in our name. Right? They do it using America. I remember used to get so mad because people would be like, not in my name, and what's America doing over here fighting? And I was one of those people that didn't understand that, you know, that the Jewish cabal had taken over America a long time ago. I thought we were like fighting for freedom out there and spreading democracy. Pretty ridiculous, isn't it? Anyway, we stop there for some, I can continue, but what do you, how about you, Laura? What do you got?
Yes, I was checking a little bit some article. Well, absolutely, the one who suffers is the people, but it's exactly what they want. They don't want to only make us suffer, they want to kill us. So those Jewish hate us. There are plenty of Jewish that talk about Amalek. According to them, Amalek is the Europeans, is us. And they say that it's a kind of a holy duty for them to completely annihilate Amalek. So they want to destroy us. They want to kill us. So this is crystal clear. So that's what they are doing. And the fact that we are aware of that, because I have a lot of trust in the European people. I think the European people are fabulous people. They have plenty of resources. Look what they did in the course of centuries. The fact that I say I think white people are amazing, it doesn't mean that I hate other people. You always have to say that. But anyway, I think white people, the Europeans, are amazing people. And the fact that white people now are aware, I think they are in troubles. I think they are in troubles and they know it.
Yeah. Paul.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How are you?
Well, I mean, are we still talking about the Nord Stream pipeline, or do you want to talk about something else?
Well, I was going through those points. Yeah, we can talk about something else. Hey,
up to you.
Real quick on what Laura just mentioned, the rabbi that calls us Amalek and says that, let's just play the clip. It's one minute and 40 seconds, 46 seconds long. It's a rabbi preaching to his congregation, talking about us needing to be destroyed. You know, obviously calling us white supremacists and all kinds of terrible things. Okay. Mike, I just popped it in the chat. Would you mind?
In America today, we have white supremacy. In the Torah, we had Amalek. Amalek is seen as the eternal enemy of our people, whose members found strength by making us suffer. Therefore, when the Lord your God grants you safety from all your enemies around you, and the land that the Lord your God is giving to you as a hereditary portion, you shall blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Do not forget. Our rabbinic sages parse these sentences and derive two distinct meanings. Blotting out the memory of Amalek is a military command, literally to destroy Amalek. Now facing today's Amalek, we are reminded that the Torah calls us not just to escape, but to extirpate Amalek. We are commanded to do real and literal battle against it. That means coming off the bench in the fight against white supremacy. It means putting our reputations and our money, our physical bodies on the line, but also so that we are ready to answer people with radically destructive and incoherent versions of history, so that we can counter white supremacists, so that we can counter Amalek and blot them out by retaining on our lips and in our records.
We're up against the break, guys. We'll continue that when we get back on the other side. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Okay, folks, we're back. RBN, National Intel Report. We were just going through the video of the Jewish rabbi screeching and kvetching about Amalek, which they've attributed to be us, white people, who they are presently exterminating from the planet, and they've been exterminating us for a long time. All of the world wars that we were subjected to were the responsibility of the Jews controlling the governments and maneuvering the chess pieces about from behind the scenes with their Rothschild central banking cabal. It just becomes so easy and predictable once you get this history that we're forbidden from knowing, that they keep trying to censor, constantly censoring everything. The New Zealand Prime Minister, this disgusting, ugly creature that is in charge over there, talking about how to stop the spread of misinformation, continue censorship. I mean, just imagine the effort that it takes to be these people. It's really, it's got to be exhausting. Just, all the money that they spend on on, you know, murdering the world and murdering us and censoring us and trying to keep their fake, you know, satanic nonsense afloat. I mean, you know, and it's not their money. They steal the money through their federal banking cabal, federal Reserve banking cabal, which they have a quote unquote Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor any reserves. In every single country, it's like an octopus, you know, it goes all over the planet. So they have a death grip, and they have had that death grip, and that's what Hitler realized. And that is why, you know, that is why Germany rose up and said no, and they kicked them out. The kick was the 109th expulsion, Germany. And the really sad thing is that the truth movement is just infested with this nonsense about Hitler and the Germans and Mengele and all this garbage about Germany being evil and committing a nonsensical Holocaust that actually the Jews committed against the Europeans, not we against the Jews. So when this rabbi kvetches about this, you know, needing to blot out white supremacy, what he's actually saying is, look, people, the planet's waking up to find out what we've done to it, what we're doing to it, the crimes we've been committing. We have to kill them as soon as we can before they wake up and find out about it. And it's really wonderful to see people waking up and starting to realize what's going on. I'm seeing it more and more and more in the comments section, in YouTube, on some posts. I've seen a bunch. Anyway, I could ramble on forever about it, but... Anyway, we probably heard enough on that. We can continue that. I don't know. You guys want to finish that little video? Yeah, let's finish it. Why not? If you have it in the same spot, Mike, if you don't mind, you have it queued up there. If not, we can move on.
Versions of history so that we can counter white supremacists, so that we can counter Amalek and blot them out by retaining on our lips and in our records their history. By being bearers of history, we can help guide the future. Blotting out Amalek need not merely be about military conquest. Equally important is ideological victory. And nothing could more readily counter white supremacy than a Jewish community proudly helping our Muslim neighbors. There is nothing that undermines a white supremacist worldview more than diverse communities getting along and building together towards the future.
Yeah, I'm glad it is. Diverse communities getting along and building towards the future. So in other words, the Jews, they'll destroy the Muslim countries and create migrant crises, and they'll go and destroy Libya and pop the cork off the top of Africa, and then they'll go down into sub-Saharan Africa and bring everybody up from sub-Saharan Africa into Europe with the plan of, you know, just committing genocide against the European people. And then this Jew likes to call it, you know, all of our Muslim brothers, the people that they've been bombing, you know, using the United States as a weapon, who they took over a long time ago, and then saying that they have the gall to call them their Muslim brothers. They just call you that if they can use you to push their ends. And I don't know. I mean, what is it? Just like the psychology behind people like this guy. It's just hard to understand, you know. Paul, what say you? Do you have anything you want to add here? I know you're not feeling too well tonight. I appreciate you joining us, though, anyway.
No, that's fine. I mean, what I hear when I listen to that is just the classic, the Jew cries out as he strikes you. Everything that they do is the opposite. It's inversion, and it's projecting upon their victims the essential motives of the oppressor, the victimizer, right? The idea that there's any sort of white supremacy is absurd because it's the exact opposite. There's been systems set up in every Western nation to confiscate their wealth, you know, through issuing money out of nothing at interest to confiscate their wealth through taxation, and to control and direct their economies, and continue to profit with you know, by the economic activity of those state rule, and then at the same time to brainwash them and propagandize them against their own interests through the media and through the educational system, and essentially just to weaken the host, make them passive, so that they won't resist the parasitization that's taking place. Really straightforward. It's not complex. They're masters at doing it, and this is why I've always been a racist and a white supremacist. I couldn't be more proud to be thought of as a white supremacist. People have pretty much never called me an anti-Semite. I think anti-Semite is a very weak insult. I tell people that if they call you an anti-Semite, you're not doing enough or saying enough. You want to be called a Nazi. I've been called a Nazi multiple times, going back 20 to 30 years. I think the first time I was called a Nazi was back in the 80s. And to get that, all I did was ask this woman if she was Jewish. Of course, I knew she was. I could tell by her last name, and she was actually short paying me on some work we had agreed upon. And I just had a little smile on my face, and I said, "Hey, are you Jewish, by the way?" And that was the first time I was ever called a Nazi. It was in my mid-20s, I believe.
And she understood why you were asking that question, didn't she?
Yeah,
she was up to something disgusting, wasn't she? She was sniveling in your business about something.
Say again.
Possibly, I'm reaching here.
I don't know what you're saying. I mentioned what it was. She was short paying me on work that we agreed upon. So I'm just relating the way that when I hear all these clips, and you can make them almost all the same. It doesn't matter if they're a rabbi or not. It doesn't matter if Victoria Nuland or Joe Biden or any of these people, it's always the same stupid drivel over and over again. And it's interesting now and again to comment on it, but my reaction is pretty much the same, and my position has been the same consistently for many years, and that we need to have white supremacy. It would be the best thing for this country and the best thing for the world, and that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Laura, I know you're itching to say something here. The Jews are Amalek. You texted
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. They are Amalek. And you know why? Because, I put on that video. There are many specific reasons that you can find in the Bible. But even without to go there, that will be too long right now. Just at an intuitive level. If you observe the society created by white people, because Western civilization is the civilization that white people create wherever they go, Western civilization is truth. Of course, we cannot reach perfection, but all Western countries are rich and safe because there is this concept of justice. The great code of law. They want, they try their best to upload justice. Instead, other populations, in particular the Jews, they do the opposite. They use lies and deception to take over the country of other people. So on one side, you have European civilization that try their best to upload truth and justice. On the other side, you have the Jews that instead follow lies and deception. Who is the father of lies and deception? Lucifer. So when you see entire population that use lies and deception to destroy other people, obviously they cannot call themselves the children of God. Because if you read the Ten Commandments, God asks you to say the truth. No, to lie is one of the ten sins. So to me, just because of that, observing the two societies created by the Europeans and the Jews, is clear that is the Goy society that is the one that follow the teaching of God, not them. And so to me, Amalek is them.
You are biblically correct, too. You are there according to the Bible. The Jews are Amalek. They are not God's chosen people. That is not what it says in the Bible. And, aside from there being mistranslations in the Bible from the original Greek and Hebrew text, the mistranslation of the
were Judahite or Judean, and how that was somehow morphed into Jew. The Judahites were the prior to Christ showing up, when Christ brought the new covenant. The old covenant was a physical covenant. The new one was a spiritual covenant. The true Israel is the body of Jesus Christ and those who accept Jesus Christ and live by those principles that Christ preached about. That is how God wants us to behave in that way, like Jesus Christ did, not like these parasitic vampires called Jews. Go ahead.
Yes. One thing I want to say, in the Bible is written specifically in the Revelation that the Israelite, the tribes of Israel, will forget who they are. It's written specifically that the tribe of Israel will forget who they are. They will forget their identity. So they cannot be the people who proclaim themselves to be the chosen.
You know, that's an important distinction, because the true Israelites, if you are a true Christian, then your descendants are the Israelites, not these Jews. The Jews are descendants of Amalek. So in any case, it's impossible to trace back to some kind of blood lineage or, you know, genealogical lineage that far, and to make a claim that you have some sort of supremacist physical claim on being the chosen people of the world, and then so you get to go around behaving in any way you want to and destroying everyone else in your path. And so that's why it's so important for us to expose the lie of the Holocaust lie, and not only expose the lie of it, but to expose the fact that the Jews holocausted so many people over the last, I mean, hundreds of millions of people in the last, just a century, with the Russians and then the Germans. I mean, the Jews holocausted the Germans, Jews holocausted the Russians. And that's why that's why, you know, and so then they have the gall to call us white supremacists. I mean, it's just, it's so awful. It's that people can't wrap their heads around it. Paul, what say you?
I can't really add to that at the moment.
All right. Well,
let me add one thing. Let's don't forget that those people went to Israel in the 50s. I mean, they bought Israel. A group of bankers bought Israel, and they moved there in the 50s. To deceive us. They didn't live there continuously from the time of Jesus Christ. So that is something they moved there recently. Is another point that doesn't mean absolutely they are the same people. I don't think they are.
Yeah. Let's talk about how that happened just briefly, real quick, and that is through the Balfour Declaration, which, you know, that was what happened in World War One. So you got to understand, this is the reasons for World War One and World War Two taking place, foment the war, and then when Germany was fighting with England, Germany actually was blamed for the war by the Jews that presided over the Treaty of Versailles, which was the destruction of Germany. The economic destruction of Germany and the reappropriation of German lands to Bolsheviks in communist Frankenstein state of Czechoslovakia, as well as in Poland, massive land mass of West Prussia that they just gave to Bolshevik Poland, and suddenly the Germans found themselves being genocided and holocausted by the bloodthirsty, bloodletting, murderous, torturous Bolsheviks in that region that had already killed 30 million Russians, often in that kind of disgusting, depraved sort of way. If you read Hellstorm by Thomas Goodrich, you will get a good, great idea of what they actually did to the Germans, just to the Germans, let alone to the Russians. I mean, they did the same thing to the Russians as well, you know, after World War One. So that Treaty of Versailles enabled the Balfour. So the Balfour Declaration was signed and given to the international Jews. The New World Order was pledged to the Jews, and on October 6, 1940. But in 1918, the Balfour Declaration was given to the Jews because the international Jews said, we're going to propagandize America to get in the war on your side, because nobody was winning. It was a stalemate between Germany and England. And you know, England obviously they wanted to be top dog in Europe. They'd been used to that economically. Germany was a rising superpower. So, well, we're up against the break again, and we'll continue when we get back, folks. Stick around.
The DOJ is appealing the decision to appoint a special master in the Trump case. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Yes, the Justice Department has appealed the ruling on a special master in the Trump Mar-a-Lago case, saying that the investigation could be irreparably injured by a pause. Really? The DOJ didn't seem bothered by a pause when they waited 3 months before the raid. In fact, the DOJ didn't seem bothered at all when Trump cooperated back in April. What damage could possibly be done by waiting for an independent third party to review the seized documents? Maybe the Department of Justice just doesn't want an independent third party to see the stuff at all. We already know the FBI took documents protected by the attorney-client privilege. What else may they have taken? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
All right, we're back, folks. And we've got a couple callers, so we'll go right to that. We got Charlie in Florida. Charlie, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Okay, good, yeah. I was calling you to get back to what was going on with the you know, the sabotaging of that pipeline. You mentioned that there was a that this happened as that there were some protesters in Germany that were gathering, or there was groups getting that they were they protesting the Ukrainian war, or what was it that they were
protesting? They wanted to open back up Nord Stream 2.
Oh, they did. I see. And was this a protest? I'd like to have a link to if you've got one, or just a website I could go to find that, if it's possible. Well,
I can sure. give you a little bit of a hint here, Charlie. That you know, again, I don't claim actual knowledge of what was in the protesters' mind, but the fact of the matter is that utility rates have been raised all around the world, including Europe. In fact, some countries I've heard reports of 3 to 5 times the normal bill. So, as you could expect, people get upset about these economic squeeze that's being put on them.
Exactly. I mean, I would expect the Germans would be reacting just like the Italians have, and I believe it's in Sweden. They're all leaving the European Union, or basically they're wanting to get out because they don't support this ridiculous. They don't want to freeze to death in the winter, and they don't want to. You know, all this hatred going towards the Ukrainian war and all this stuff towards Russia, and they're trying to get out of it. And I think Germany probably feels the same way. But I was hearing this morning on RBN, there was someone saying that, you know, oh, the German people, they really are supporting this war, and that they support the Ukrainians, and they want to freeze to death because they're supporting the war. And I just know that's not correct, you know. But I would like to have something that I could peg that on if I kind of wanted to look at it. So, yeah, I'm interested in a link or just that whole aspect of it. Because, yeah, I don't think they're happy at all. Yeah.
Charlie, if you go to Investment Watch blog and you look up 14 things we know about the mysterious pipeline,
okay,
the mysterious explosions, just look that up.
Okay.
And then also on the same Investment Watch blog, the truth about the criminal sabotage of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines.
Right.
And you got a couple of
links there. It's Biden and Poland and some of these other countries. They're all getting together. It's the Klaus Schwabs. They're doing this. They've got another pipeline already in the works that's coming in. Okay, thanks. I hear the music. I'll hang up.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate the call. All right, we're up against the first hour. So we'll be back for hour two. Continue. Stick around. Take all our money and send it abroad.
We must take America back.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.